You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
First time shot comes in. Oh, Jay Cottrell with a screamer!
I don't believe it!
An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's weekend encounters with Corby Town and Altrincham Ladies.
Hello, I'm Will McGuinness, and welcome to everybody, and all the best to FC United. Radio especially.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Later in the show, we'll be hearing how the women's team fared in their crucial league match with Altrincham, but before that, it's to the men's team, as FC United on Saturday afternoon travelled south to take on relegation-threatened Corby Town. With FC looking to win the points to solidify their position in mid-table, it's over to Marv Willers now with a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. FC United got back to winning ways by beating bottom side Corby Town 3-2 on Saturday afternoon with a George Thompson brace and a third goal by Luke Ashworth. The Reds made it almost certain that they will be in the Vanarama National League North for a second consecutive season by gaining another 3 points in a season which once looked like it was turning into an uncomfortable relegation battle. Here's the goals.
And there's an opportunity now. Thompson stands over the ball about 6 yards outside the penalty area on this near left-hand side. He's going to whip this in right-footed. Should be hitting the target here. Jerome Wright in the wall is Chandler as well. He steps up, first-time ball into the penalty. Oh, great goal! Oh. Tremendous goal there by Thompson. There's nothing the keeper could do. He was trying to protect his left-hand side, but Thompson's just bent the ball round the wall into the top right-hand corner. Nothing that Sutton could do there, and FC United take the lead on 8 minutes. But what a wonderful!
It picked up speed, didn't it, as it went?
I think Sutton was too far across on his side of the goal. But that's the 80th goal they've conceded in the league this season.
But his first, in fairness.
Yeah,
that's true.
But a great finish there by FC United and Manchester. And again, it was Jerome Wright, the man who sort of instigated that with a good run, and it was scythed down. FC United a goal up here. If you've just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, welcome wherever you are, live around the world. FC currently winning this game as two strong challenges go in. Players are all over the floor, but they get up there, and it's the battles are thus far being won by FC United of Manchester. A bit of composure there by Sherrington. Plays it back to his centre half of Kay, who launches the long ball there, and Thompson this time was waiting for the ball to come, but didn't get an opportunity.
No
the referee.
Chance, ref.
Well, being sold a bit of a dummy there. They've taken it quickly, the home team as well. The ball whips it to the penalty. Yeah, two players there. Number 10's opportunity. Should make it one apiece. It is indeed. And it's Ben Mills. It's brought down his chest really well. FC United completely asleep.
Well worked that.
And the ball, the free kick, very dubious, but they took it very quickly. Down the left hand side, the ball flicked in. And there was Ben Mills. He brought on his chest and he flicked the ball. It was outside his foot. Nothing the goalkeeper could do. And now FC United. Absolutely not the races for that one, boys.
And that is why we needed to score another goal.
Fast asleep on the free kick.
And FC United now, though, with another chance to hit the ball into the penalty area. Jerome Wright, little ball, back flick to Sherrington. Sherrington to the byline, plays the ball into the penalty area. The goalkeeper, well, tries to get on the end of it, but it's defended by McKenzie and out for a corner ball to FC United and Manchester. But that was a good play there by Dale Johnson. He held the ball. Great movement initially by Wolfenden, and then he had to check his run, came inside, the ball eventually found him, played the ball across, and FC United eventually now get this corner. Can they capitalise upon it? Near post ball, flicks across everybody, force for Thompson, first time shot! Oh, what a goal!
Goodness.
What a goal! You can't stop them! He's absolutely leathered with the outside of his foot, into the top left-hand side goal, and it's FC United taking a lead here now in about 2 minutes into the second half.
It takes something to beat Sam Sheridan's strike last weekend, but that
was a ripper, wasn't it?
That absolutely was
top draw. The way the ball came across, it flicked off a defender's head and on the edge of the 18-yard area. Very cute angle. He's absolutely leathered it into the top corner. The keeper, nothing he could do. It was the pace of the ball beating before he even got there.
I'd be checking his hands just to make sure they're still attached.
Corner ball to FC United of Manchester. Ball chipped towards the back post this time. Ashworth's at the end of it. Ashworth! Oh! Ashworth with the third for FC United. He towered above the defender and he's headed into the exactly the same corner as where FC United's Thompson had just scored 2 minutes ago. And FC United, well, it's 3-1 in a matter of 2 minutes here.
And again, there's not much the goalie can do with that, is there?
Absolute quality. It was in the top 90. Goalkeepers don't save balls in the top 90. And all three, in all fairness, have been top 90. It's picked up now by Miles. Miles looking for some support. Cuts inside or goes out wide right instead. Goes past one player. Daniels back defender. Oh, he nutmegs Daniels brilliantly. Ball and good, strong challenge and a fair challenge there. But he sacks the ball again. And this time throws himself. And
referee. I'm not having that.
Well, the referee's pointed to the spot.
He proper dived. Really bad dive. Proper bad.
It was worse than the Gary Neville dive, but the referee's given the penalty, and it is indeed a penalty. The linesman and the referee are there.
Proper conned.
It was, yes.
It was embarrassing, wasn't it? I mean, the guy falling over nearly hurt himself.
The 90 minutes are up.
Well, it's Greg Mills who steps up against Dylan Forth. Forthright Dylan. What can he do? He steps up to the mark. Oh, and he's put it in. It's a good goal, and it's 3-2.
Thanks, Marv. Here are the FC Live team concluding their coverage of Saturday's game.
And that indeed is the end of the game. And, 5 minutes that came out of nowhere, really, of additional time, and the referee making a more interesting encounter. Tom Greaves there having a chat to the referee, saying, you've booked me, yeah, but there should have been a free kick for me before that. However, it's FC United that steal the 3 points here, and that was a pun intended, Ben. And it's safe, I think, now for FC United and Manchester for the rest of the season. I think that was the 3 points that we certainly needed. Corby, well, they fight another day, and FC United have been in a match this afternoon, certainly, and it's well, the boys in red.
But the goals we've scored today have been absolutely superb, haven't they?
Well, the goals have been absolutely excellent. I mean, you know, there's nothing the goalkeeper could do. Oliver Sutton making his debut here this afternoon, and the three goals were three absolute pearlers. But, you know, there was a lot of fighting, Corby. They worked hard, they continued, and they got nearly got a reward at the end of that, at the end of the game. And it's FC United, the team that's taken all 3 points.
But it's job done, really. I mean, that's all we needed today, the 3 points. And it takes us, at time of recording, we're still waiting for some late results to come in, but it takes us up to 49 points. It's full time between Lowestoft and their match against Curzon Ashton. It's finished 0-0, so that takes the gap now to 9 points between us and the relegation zone, which is good. So it's finished 3-2 here. We've made it slightly more difficult than we needed to, really.
I think it was a game we won twice today, really.
Yeah.
We should have wrapped it before half-time.
We've tried to let them back into it. Thankfully, it was plain sailing once Ashley's header went in, really. You could argue as well that the strike from Thompson did the job as well. But the penalty decision on the 90th minute, it was laughable, really, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, it's a game where, you know, FC United and Manchester this afternoon, they came here to Corby. 3 points for me were vital, and, they set the stall out well in the first 20 minutes. They got an early goal, and a really, really good goal by George Thompson. It was a well-worked move. There was a free kick conceded by Ellis Miles on Jerome Wright. He scythed him down, and, he up he stepped to FC United and Manchester's George Thompson, and he hit it into the top near corner here. The keeper, not a chance, really. Making his debut, Oliver Sutton, Chris Sutton's son, and nothing he could do with that. FC United then, to be honest, they took a couple of steps back, didn't they, really, more than anything, and it was Corby that got an equaliser, and from some poor defending from FC United after a lack of concentration from the defence, and it was a well-worked goal in all fairness, and Ben Mills took the ball really well on his chest, right-hand side, flicked it beyond the goalkeeper, one apiece. They're going at half-time, and you're thinking, what FC United are going to do? Are they going to change it around a little bit? They needed to really get back on track and get them goals quicker if they could. Well, they got them within the first 2 minutes of the second half, and what a goal it was. A volley from the 18-yard box on the right-hand side into the top 90 again. Nothing Oliver Sutton could do again, and it was that man once again, George Thompson, that put the ball in the back of the net. And then you're thinking 2-1, we've got to ride a little bit of luck, they're going to come at us, but we get a really important goal. It's a header that comes across from the corner, great header from Ashworth there, again in the top left hand corner, nothing the good goalkeeper could do. And FC United, from that point you're thinking, right, okay, we're safe. There was no real half chances for the home team until the penalty incident, and yes, it was a little bit of a dive perhaps, but the referee gave it, so it gave a little bit of squeaky bum time for 2 or 3 minutes, so that's remaining 5 of the additional time. And FC United of Manchester, they'll go home from Corby. We're happy with the 3 points. Carl will be pleased with the overall performance. At this stage of the season, men, it's about winning games. It's about 3 points, and FC United have done that this afternoon. Corby look like, for all intents and purposes, got a very good chance of going down this season,
well,
unfortunately.
They're 11 points now to safety.
A good team, though. Enjoyable, nice people here. At, unfortunately, for Corby, it looks like it's their season over with, and relegation for them and, indeed, Colwyn Bay. However, FC United... Not Colwyn Bay?
What?
Sorry,
you're
I'm
on MPL duty again, aren't you?
Again, yeah. But FC United are here, 3 points, and that's what's required. Breathe a sigh of relief, 3-2. And FC United march on for another season, and we'll be down here again against other teams. So I suppose what it says really...
When are we back?
Gainsborough, Trinity in 2 weeks.
Have we not got a game next weekend?
We're not down here. I'm talking about down here, Ben.
Oh, right. That's Oh, we passed Gainsborough
we did,
2 hours ago down here. So it's quite nice. FC Live will be back on Saturday with the home match against Stalybridge Celtic. Then it's Gainsborough Trinity away. And then... finishing things off on Saturday the 30th, then we're done and dusted.
Solihull, who will probably be presented with the league trophy at Broadhurst Park.
We reckon it'll be before that they'll win the league. They're well clear at the moment. Just to give you some scores elsewhere before we go, Hensford Town have got a win against Tamworth, keeping their slim chances of staying up there. Lowestoft, who we mentioned earlier, 0-0 against Curzon. Brackley, it's in injury time. It's Gloucester City 0, Brackley 0. Stalybridge Celtic have gone down by 5-2 this afternoon against Nuneaton Town. Telford 3-0 defeat to Solihull Moors. Bradford Park Avenue have also been beaten 3-0 away at Boston United. And Worcester City, Stockport County, have beaten Worcester City by 3-2. So we're now in a 12th position, 9 points clear of the relegation zone. And you've been listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. Thank you to Paul.
Yep.
Thank you to Swamper. And
thank you to Corby.
And thank you to Corby. It's been a cracking trip here and a cracking visit. It's a lovely ground, and we wish Corby all the best for the remainder of the season, and probably next season as well, we have to say. But from everyone here, we'll be back next week. Goodbye, farewell, ta-ra.
Take care.
Swampy, Ben and Stato Paul there from Saturday afternoon. On the way home on Saturday, Ben and Swampy caught up with FC United manager Carl Margeson.
So, thank you for joining us, Carl. What do you think after that one? It was a bit of a hard-fought game, but we got there in the end, didn't we?
The thing was tricky. The conditions, the pitch was very bobbly, but I thought we played some really good stuff. First half, controlled the game, probably let ourselves down with the switching off for their goal, but other than that, I was quite happy with the performance. Second half, we just needed to make the keeper work more, and I think we did that.
You say make the keeper work more. I mean, there's nothing he could do really for any of those goals. They were superb, weren't they?
Well, I think he gave George a little bit too much on the free kick. Well, to be fair, two great strikes and a great header. And plenty of chances in the second half as well, and I thought we controlled the game. You know, it was always going to be difficult. They've got nothing to lose with the position that they're in. We do need the points to get nearer that mathematical safety. I can't ask for any more, really.
Talking point of the game, a bit of controversy as well, Carl. Towards the end of the game, 15 minutes to go.
Penalty?
No, Matty Warman. What happened?
Oh, we've... to be fair, we've... I don't know if you could tell, but we hired a suit of armour. And on he goes.
Man of the match performance, you've got to say.
You know, carrying that amount of steel around. You know. But for, look, the amount of well-meant banter Matic Olsen, you can imagine throughout the year, you know, he's been very unlucky with injuries. And it was, you know, an opportunity today for him to go on. And, you know, can't fault him. I thought he did well.
In all seriousness, though, three games to go now. Point safe now, safety, which has always been the priority of the football club for this season for you. You division. You can go out and play with a lot of freedom, maybe a couple of the perhaps younger players, maybe from the U18s or the reserve team, or are you looking to just keep this band of players together for the next 3 games?
Just keep this together. You know, it's we probably came together as a group fully as we are now. You know, like 6 or 7 weeks ago, so it's still a building period. We're still building, and everyone's still learning about each other. And results like today and performances like we've put in over the past few weeks only help, as you can see, enhance the togetherness within the group.
Because today's game, in fairness, was a game that they had nothing to lose, really, so they could play with the freedom. There's a lot more onus and a lot more on FC United, because obviously if we had got them 3 points, we would have been back down there to a degree. So the onus was on us to go out there and perform, and for large parts of the game that's what we did, and we got the goals at vital stages.
We've got a group of players together who are good, firstly, and also the right type of characters that we want going forward. We've got a nice mix of experience and not so much youth, but players of an age, you know, early 20s, you know, and that's what we want to build on.
Do you feel the blend is getting there now as well as the team is concerned going forward?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the goal now is to make sure we keep everybody together for next season, add to it a little bit, and then we can look to, you know, improve on this year's kind of performance, if you like, overall.
I was going to ask you, we're not mathematically safe now, but it's looking increasingly like that would be fine, just to, not to jinx it too much. Does that mean that you can now shift your attentions on to next season? And
That happened weeks and weeks and weeks ago. We want to, it's my job to try and keep the team on the pitch progressing. You know, I think I've done that over the past 11 years. Now it's time for the 12th one and keep on building as best we can.
And the one thing for next season, we know the teams that are coming up from both the North and South Division and the ones that down, it's going to be even stronger league. So again, good preparation in a way, having a season where we've not either gone up or down, we've had some great highs and some lows, and that's what you expect as a football team and as a manager. You'll probably learn more this season, would you agree, than you have over maybe the last 7 or 8 seasons, because obviously, you know, it's a brand new division with different kind of clubs.
I think you always learn more in adversity. You know, we've had a little bit of that this year, but we've also seen what we can do. I think one thing we've learned this year is about us all staying together. I think that's the major thing about this year. It's been a very, very difficult transitional period, not only for the football team, but for the football club. And, you know, our strength lies within our numbers, and that lies with us. You know, when we all stay together, you see good performances and you see people going away with happy faces, and that's, you know, that's a winning combination at any football club.
And a couple of one injury for Dave Carnell in warm up. There's only a few more games left of the season. Is that him done, or is it too early to say?
It's too early to say. What I will say, Dylan, at the drop of a hat, has come in and had an exceptional game. You know, he's bounced back from, obviously, you know, a couple of mistakes that he made against Harrogate Town. He's learned from them, as young keepers do. And, you know, today he's gone on. I thought he was excellent.
Just finally, can you talk us through how you coached Vijay Singh in that amazing put that we've seen on television the last few days?
The skimmer that went
the
off the water.
The skimmer that went across the water.
You've
right
not seen this shot yet?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you should get on YouTube and have a look.
It'll be, I would imagine it was in the back of his stance. if he's just punching it low and looking to get the kind of trajectory that's going to skim the ball.
He skimmed the late three times.
Yeah. Well, we used to do skipping stones, you know, when we were in Ancoast on the canal. So, you know, it's not unrivaled territory, really, is it? You know.
Well, Cal, congratulations today on that one, and we'll see you next week.
Superb.
Carl Margeson there speaking after Saturday's 3-2 win over Corby Town. Next up for FC's first team is a home encounter to local rivals Stalybridge Celtic. Kick-off on Saturday at Broadhurst Park will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this game, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live from Moston at 2:30 p.m. right here on your very own FCUM Radio. To the women's team now, and following a 2-2 draw with league leaders Walton last Sunday, FC United were looking to put the pressure back on as they hosted Altrincham at Broadhurst Park on Sunday afternoon. Tariff FC could take all 3 points. It's over to the WT Live team to find out.
And it's now with the centre-back for Altrincham. And Chris Chambers cuts that ball out, and it's now with Hayes. Hayes chips the ball over the top for Wollstonecroft to chase onto. Wollstonecroft through, a lob and a goal. 1-0, 10 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. A lovely through ball there by Beth Hayes to Wollstonecroft, and Wollstonecroft, calm and measured, chips it over the goalkeeper, and it's 1-0. Paul,
the pass from Beth Hayes was absolutely splits perfect, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And the finish, you know, she drew the keeper, but she still had to do. She still had the hard work to do to hit the target, and she did it nonchalantly.
But this is a free kick in a very dangerous area. It's going to be taken by Georgia Plant. There's a four-person wall there.
Is this going to be a George Thompson effort?
It's on the right-hand side, a few yards out of the box. It's a
great... Oh, it is.
What a wonderful free kick that was into the top corner. A superb effort there by Georgia Plant on 12 minutes. You don't really save them, do you, Paul?
Well, I mean, that was George Thompson yesterday, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From a position outside the edge of the box, found the corner, top corner, goalkeeper not really giving a prayer. And that's what we were saying, you know, you get a goal lead, but it's a fragile lead, isn't it?
Free kick taken by Tong. It's cleared, though, by Altrincham, and Kirsty Chambers is going to try and get that ball, and does on this left-hand touchline here by the main stand. Cross comes in to Shelby Wollstonecroft, who's onside. Wollstonecroft, it's a good first touch, and she goes down, and a penalty conceded.
I think that was the right decision there. It was interesting that Shelby tried to turn on the ball instead of shoot. I thought she could have shot in the first.
Well, she did right, didn't she? She did a nice little... It's one of her favourite tricks,
the
that pirouette. Turn.
Yes. I thought, you know, she was kind of moving back towards the defender rather than moving away, but...
20 minutes on the clock here. Can we make it 2-1? We can indeed. And that is a goal. A superbly taken penalty there by Beth Hayes. FC United of Manchester 2. Altrincham 1. Ball over the top for Kirsty Chambers. And once again, she's left that right back for dead. Comes into the penalty box. Beats the centre back. And turns and shoots into the far corner. And, well, goal. 3-1 to FC United of Manchester on the 37th minute. And Kirsty Chambers has been threatening that all this half, and at last she's through with a shooting opportunity, and she buries it.
She doesn't need an invitation to get into the box, and then she sees the whites of the goalposts, and it's very much 9 out of 10. She's going to hit the ball.
Well, she hit the bar earlier, and that was much more composed from Kirsty Chambers. So, Davis now on the ball. Davis, that's a nice little poke forward there for Chambers. On the left-hand side, she's coming into the box again. She's lining up a shot. She shoots, and it goes right through the goalkeeper's arms, and it's a goal on the 46th minute here, and it's now 4-1 to FC United, and exactly what Kirsty Chambers should do often, shoot.
The ratio of shots that she has to anybody else in the match is remarkable if you look at game after game. But today, when she gets it right, it's devastating, isn't it?
But it's a corner ball anyway to FC United. 70 minutes coming up here, and it's a corner ball. 4-1 currently. Kirsty Chambers with this. It's a lofted one. Goalkeeper has to deal with it. Doesn't deal with it. Jade Parker's there. And is it Jade Parker or is it Fran Davis? I think it was Fran Davis, actually, on the back post. Toe pokes it home. And it's now FC United of Manchester 5, Altrincham 1. 69 minutes gone. Good tackle there from Olivia Gannon. Well cut out by Kirsty Chambers. Kirsty Chambers now on the left side. Beats one player. Beats two players. Goes between. And now she's into the box. On the edge of the box, she turns, plays it to Wollstonecroft. Wollstonecroft turns, shoots,
goal.
Well, well.
6-1. Good play, excellent play. Both from Gannon, who did the original tackle to break it all up, and then Kirsty Chambers with a superb run, just what Kirsty Chambers does best. And then, well, Shelby Wollstonecroft, cool as you like, on the edge of the box, slots it home in the far corner, 6-1. And that is full time here at Broadhurst Park. The referee deciding that only 10 minutes should be added. The game was fizzling out, we have to say. And, well, a very, 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 very good win, and a very needed win by FC United. 6-1, Paul. A very scrappy game, a very windy game, but we've done the job, and it's not about the performances now. We've one game left to play. We're top of the league, and we put the pressure back on Walton, who do have three games in hand, but that's all we can do.
Yeah, we had 27 goal attempts, and we put six of them away, which is possibly a poor ratio, but... You know, you look at the game in general and some of the finishing was top-notch. You have to say some of the goals we scored today were really good goals. The unfortunate injury to the Altrincham goalkeeper probably did affect the game in some ways.
Yeah.
We never really got back going the way we should have done. But, you know, we've got to give credit. I mean, we had a match to win and we've won it convincingly. You can't really do much more than that. And next week with the final league game, I'm sure they'll be looking for a similar scoreline if they can do it.
So the goal scorers today, Shelby Wollstonecroft has got two goals, two excellent goals. One on the first goal on 10 minutes, and then the last goal just now on the, well, what's that, the 100th minute of play. Here. So Wollstonecroft's had an excellent game. We should say at the start of the game, at the start of the day, we've been the midfield. Is totally different from what it was last week. Hartshorn and Adore Yao are not here. Chelsea Patient is not here. Yeah. Lee Sutton's had to chop and change a bit. We played Olivier Gannon at centre back. And on that note, Olivier Gannon and Fran Davis, bit right. Excellent.
Yeah, excellent, excellent pairing. Possibly if we'd played somebody like Walton, it might have been a bit more tested, but. You know, you've got to credit the players that have played today. They've all done their jobs. Some of the FC players, they're like unsung heroes, aren't they? I mean, players like Jess McCarrick and, you know, one or two others, they don't really get the mention that they possibly should, but they're very consistent in what they do.
Well, we've one game left to play. FC United, they were scheduled to play their last game on the 1st of May, on the Sunday. That's been brought forward. So that game now against Merseygirls is taking place on Sunday, this Sunday coming, and that'll be here at Broadhurst Park. It's the last league game of the season. There is obviously a controversy over this missing Altrincham result, and that's now been deemed as a draw from early in the season, but it's done now, and FC United are top by 1 point over Walton. Walton have three games in hand, so next week we have to get the win just to set the marker down and say this is what you're going to need, Walton, to win the league.
We've got to bear in mind this is our first season at this
yes.
level. And we've done remarkably well. We've competed for the title, which is a great achievement in itself. And we're probably just going to fall short the way it is. But the progress has been made and we've stood up. We had a bit of a shaky start to the season.
Yep.
We had a bit of a pasting in the opening game. We didn't know we were playing probably the champions elect at the time. But we've gathered momentum over the period. I mean, the cup run we had... Again, we had City of Manchester to face, didn't we? Which was it's like an immovable object, really.
Never going to beat them.
No, I mean, that was a tough semi-final. Otherwise, we could have been in a cup final. So, overall, you know, you look at it, as Lee Sutton has said, next season we might attract some even better players. So, you know, the future is bright for the women's team.
I mean, the players we've got at the moment aren't too, what's the word, shabby, I have to say. We mentioned the Shelby Wollstonecroft goal. Beth Hayes scored a penalty as well. She's been superb today. Beth Hayes proving that she can literally play anywhere. I've seen her play at the wing. Today she's been playing central midfield with Beth Scola. Kirsty Chambers has tormented everyone playing on that right-hand side for Altrincham. She's been superb. She's got two goals of her own. She's hit the bar. She perhaps should have scored at least a hat-trick, have to say.
Yeah.
And Fran Davis has also popped up with a goal of her own. Georgie Plant scored for Altrincham with perhaps the goal of the game. We have to remember that free kick she scored for Altrincham. It was
George
beautiful. Absolutely superb.
Yeah.
But the result is 6-1. The main story, though, is Lucy O'Dwyer, the Altrincham goalkeeper, who went off injured. There was a bit of a lengthy delay. We've been told it's a knee injury. On behalf of all everyone here at FC Radio, we wish her all the best in recovery. It was a cracking save that she did. It was a Schmeichel-esque star jump, but she's obviously landed a bit funner. But we do wish her all the best in her recovery. But that's Women's Team Live for this week. Yep. It's absolutely freezing. We need to go because I'm cold. And
you have a bladder issue.
Yeah, I have a bladder issue. Thank you to Stato Paul. Women's Team Live will be back on Sunday next week for FC United and Manchester against Mersey Girls. That match will be kicking off at 2 o'clock here at Broadhurst Park. Get yourself down to the ground if you can make it. If you can't make it, then don't worry. Women's Team Live will be here from 1:45 on Sunday. FC Live will return on Saturday, 2:30 for FC United and Manchester against Stalybridge Celtic. A bit of a local derby here at Broadhurst Park. So join us at 2:30 on Saturday. Don't forget to donate. www.fcunradio.co.uk/donate. All donations are lovingly accepted and go on keeping the lights on here at FC UM Radio. But from Women's Team Live, a big thanks to Stato Paul and a big thank you, dear listener, for joining us this afternoon. It's finished here. FC United of Manchester 6, Altrincham 1, and we'll be back on Sunday for Women's Team Live. Once again, the last broadcast of the season. Goodbye.
WT Live there from Sunday afternoon. After the match, Neil Boothman caught up with Women's Team manager Lee Sutton.
Right, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager. Just one game to go now, but that was a nice result today against Altrincham.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't it a bad game, to be honest. It was the first probably 20 minutes, 25 minutes. It was a little slow, but then after that, as we got into it, and obviously started scoring them goals, and they just didn't stop.
Yeah, it didn't really flow like some team performances. I thought the team as a whole played better against Walton when we drew 2-2 the previous week. Than this one, but we took our goal chances well.
Yeah, to be honest, I think Altrincham sort of followed us rather than play their own game. Mm. And obviously made it hard for us. They've sort of followed us, which made it a lot easier for us to just play football and obviously run them ragged, basically. It was, even though sort of first 20-25 minutes was 50-50, obviously we just needed that bit of time to get into it and proceed, like you say, to start taking them shots and scoring.
So with them playing as they were, you know, taking the shots and stuff well, it's a shame it wasn't the double header we'd hoped it would have been.
Yeah, that's it. So the league have decided to go down the route they wanted to do, so you know we obviously accept that, and we're just going to move on and sort of get, obviously, you know, play this last game and just really hopefully come and run us up. But possibly there is a chance we could still come top, yeah. So it's one of them things.
Yeah, it's probably between us, Wolverines and Walton as likely favourites, really. But even anywhere in the top three, so terrific result for the season with our game to go.
Yeah, to be honest, the girls have worked really hard this season. Obviously, it was a league that we didn't know nothing about. We didn't know a great deal about the teams. So we've just sort of had to start from scratch. And to be honest, they've done great. It's every single one of them, you know, have done really what we've asked them to do. We've not come out with many injuries, you know, which is great, and that's why we have a big squad at the start, and it sort of dwindles down as we go on. But you know, every single one of them, past and present, they've done brilliant.
Yeah, we needed whoever was available today because there was quite a few missing, a little bit of a mixed team, sort of not some people not necessarily playing in positions, and we only had two subs. But overall, you can got to say it was a good team performance.
Yeah, we obviously put Millie on as well for the first half to give her a run out because we've not really had a chance to do that this season. We've not been able to get any friendlies. So it's been one of them that, you know, obviously we give her a chance, and she's a young player, she's developing, and she did well, you know, what really asked her to do in the first half. So we've just got to build on that and develop her and just start getting a use, really, of this type of team that we play.
Yeah. Right, so our final league game of the season back here again in 1 week. That one is against Mersey Girls. Let's hope we get a nice big crowd for a decent send-off, and then we can watch the rest of the league unfold and see where we finish.
That's it. That'd be brilliant.
Thanks very much, Lisa.
And that's it from me for this week's show. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday this week at 8:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening. And from me, Cockers, see you next time.